Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio G and the Discussions for Women in Leadership, where we focus on how the styles and principles of an Omega leader can influence leadership. We will be back with you shortly to start this week's show in just a few minutes.
Hello and welcome to the Path for Teens radio show. I'm Elise Stanfield, national trainer for Lori Beth Jones Company and a PATH leader for the Path for Teens program. My guest on the show tonight is Mark Drucker. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I was just with you just recently, and we had an abbreviated version of the Path for Teens, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions about that and see how that has impacted your life, and knowing how the Path for Teens program works now, how you think that's going to impact in the future. So from that experience, how have you been affected personally from going through the Path for Teens program?
Well, I found it to be very helpful to me personally, as well as professionally, as a leader for students and student ministry, and working with a very diverse group of parents, students, and other leaders inside the church and outside the church. I find myself really trying hard to identify the different elements in other people in order for me to find ways to communicate with them in a more pleasing manner, I guess you'd say, for them, so that I could reach them in a way that they would be very responsive and open to ideas and suggestions, that I might be making to them from a ministry perspective. On a personal perspective, I think what it's really helped me with is better understanding of how I react when people that are other elements might be communicating to me, even about things that might normally be uncomfortable for me. The way different people communicate and tend to change their communication based on their elemental would cause me to respond one way or another, and I find myself now thinking, well, wait a second, they're this element and they're trying to communicate to me. And so I find myself kind of analyzing what's going on, and instead of reacting, I won't always say negatively, but instead of reacting maybe in an inappropriate manner, that I find myself waiting and digesting and processing more so, and reacting in a more positive manner.
So when you say elements, we're talking about the earth, the wind, the water, and the fire. And did you find that those four elements easy to understand, and so it's able, it makes it easier for you to, I guess, digest that and process those things a little easier?
Yeah, I really have. I think that it is a very simple, easy to understand kind of layout of how people are internally wired. And so if you can kind of understand knowing people's personality types, and just even having, you know, a brief conversation with somebody, as you kind of study the different element types, you begin to identify with them better and understand, oh, this is a water type. This is somebody that might be more fire or more wind or more earth. And again, it just helps. It helps me understand and respond more appropriately, whether it's to criticism or to suggestions, because, you know, the different people will speak in different tones, and if you're not careful, your response can put them in a backpedaling mode, and then you turn a friendly conversation into something a little less friendly, and that's never a good thing.
Right. So, and I think can be really easy to go either way with teenagers and with youth for sure. So when we talk about your elements, and let's move on into one of the other things that I know that we've been looking at is how we've worked on your core values and started looking towards your mission statement. Where are you with that process?
Well, my mission statement is still in the refining process. It's something that I'm spending a good deal of time with and praying about. The one key piece of it that continues to surface is the word service, and so I know that that's going to be a key element in my mission statement. But I think what it's causing me to do is reevaluate a lot of my life priorities and saying, you know what, I've been focused on certain things for a long time, and I've been doing things that I haven't really enjoyed doing because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And by having a mission statement or beginning to craft that mission statement, it's really helping me to identify, hey, here's some things that I want to do, and here's some things that I'm really good at and I enjoy doing. So it's bringing a lot more focus to my life and you know, what I want to do, where I want to go.
That's pretty cool. So do you think that when you were a kid and trying to navigate your way through life, do you think that that could have been something that was beneficial for you to have some kind of focus in that way?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that having more focus and really a more clear-cut path, not to be too cheesy, but having a path and understanding, hey, here's what you're good at and here's why you're kind of good at it, and would have helped to identify. I even think about colleges I chose to go after. When I got to college, it would have helped me plan my classes better and pick better courses to take. And I probably would have saved a lot of money and would have allowed me to progress faster and go further had I known some of the things that I'm uncovering about myself now, 20, 30 years ago. Would have really put me ahead of the game instead of kind of running alongside everybody else. So it's something I really see a value in it. As a father of three kids, it's something I really think I want all of my kids to go through and spend some time in, and just, if nothing else, to help them identify, you know, their key elements and understand how they're wired internally. So.
Yeah, I remember that was one thing that you had mentioned about how, you know, to identify the elements within your family personally, and that seemed to really click with you when we were in that group. So as a youth leader, I know one thing that has stood out to me is our church, Journey Christian Church, has a mission statement as a church as a whole. But how do you think that this focus that you're talking about, this laser-like focus that you're talking about, is going to translate within the church and benefit the church? I mean, do you think that that's enable you to play your part, so to speak, or serve the church as a youth director more effectively and more efficiently and,
Without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the church's mission statement to invite and lead people into a growing relationship with Christ, I think by me getting my arms wrapped around my personal mission statement will really help me to identify what my role in the overall church's mission statement needs to look like. I think it will help me, I hope that it will help me become a more effective leader, again, knowing the things that I'm good at and that I enjoy focusing on, and I don't want to say staying away from the things that I'm not so good at, but just being more focused on the things that I am good at and continuing to work to improve those other areas, I think it will help make me a more productive leader for the church. And ultimately, that's the end game, is how can I be a better leader to students, to parents, to our volunteer base, is to, you know, really make sure that I'm doing the best I can for them. And so I think having this focus will really advance the cause.
And I wonder, too, how if we were to bring this in to all the youth and have this as a curriculum for the for the, you know, even if we broke it down and just said, okay, just the juniors in high school and focused on that particular grade and said, okay, we want to see how we can impact this particular grade and have them go through the path for teens, how do you think that that would impact the whole youth group and frontline as a whole?
I've thought about this a lot, and I really think that the advantage to having a large number of students go through the process and understand their elements, develop their mission statement so that they have focus, I think what it will help them to do is identify, again, their strengths, what they're good at, and how they can play a bigger role in the youth group. And so I think it will help to develop our student leaders, which is something that every youth group wants to do, and very few youth groups are actually good at. And so I think this is a program that will really help to bring those student leaders to the forefront. And some of those folks may not have the confidence, you know, in the beginning to kind of step out. And I think that this type of a program will help them, you know, embrace that, those skill sets that they have, and give them the confidence to step out. I think the other thing that has been kind of on my mind a lot is how do we help our students through the transitions of life? And you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, there were some very defined transitions in a child's life. And on those milestones, if you will, have gotten diminished and less important. And I think of, you know, when a fifth grade student joins our ministry and moves into sixth grade, it's pretty intimidating because you're hanging out with, you know, 18, 19-year-old students and you're 12 years old, and there's a big difference. And so I think having students that have been through the program and understand, you know, their mission statement could be, you know, helping to lead people, helping to make people more comfortable and bringing hospitality. And I think that can help some of those transitions, that fifth to sixth grade, that eighth grade to freshman in high school. And then I think, you know, with our seniors, one of the big concerns that everybody has is that, you know, what happens to our high school students when they leave the local church and they go off to college, and the big fear is that they will walk away from their faith. But I think having a focused energy and understanding what their mission in life is going to be, or at least having an idea of what their path is going to look like initially. It may not be their lifetime mission, but having some focus and understanding the path that they're walking when they leave high school, I think will really benefit them in college and help them to find a local church and get plugged in and start serving.
That's huge. That's huge. And one thing that you just said was the confidence. And it just seems evident that when you have that kind of laser-like focus, it seems much easier to stand in confidence and to, you know, walk forward and know that you have a purpose. So,
yeah.
Well, I have really enjoyed this, Mark, and I appreciate all of your answers, all of your passion and drive to be the youth leader at Journey. And I think that you would do a great job.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy serving with you, Elise.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right.